Tuesday night. If it's Shovavim night, it's Tuesday night. It must be Tuesday night. Okay, Simen Kuf Tes. Simen Kuf Yud, and we learned the first Sif yesterday about Tfilas Havineinu, and all those who weren't here yesterday missed the Chaye Yodam's Nusach. Shalom, how are you? Talmud Torah Derabim is Doicha Kriyashma, according to some Shitas. It's certainly Doicha that I can't talk to you now. Sif Beis. So Sif Aleph taught us about Havineinu. And we saw the Chaye Yodam's Mechudesh Tikun Nusach, which is a sort of a semi-Havineinu, like is a way to get around the problems of Havineinu when you have to daven a very short Shmona Esrei. Siv Beis is really not Nogeya, virtually, Bezman Hazeh. You'll see in a moment why, you'll see what Siv Beis, but it's instructive if you work for a living, because it teaches you with how much seriousness you have to take the fact that you work for someone and he's paying you, and your time is not your own. And if you know Chesha Mishpat, it won't be a Chiddush to you, but many people don't know Chesha Mishpat. So at least if they bump up in Hilchos Kriyashma to this Simen and this Sif, they suddenly realize, I'll tell you a Moshe, just, the Sif's not about that, but you see in the Sif, like, you know, someone's working for someone, and I don't know, so you're allowed to say Kriyashma? So you say, what do you mean? He's a Jew, he has to say Kriyashma. So, no, you know, you can't say Kriyashma without the Rishus of the Balabayas. Maybe you have to quit your job in order to say Kriyashma. That's true. But, you know, so you'll make your Cheshbonus if you should quit your job or not. But you're not allowed to go say Kriyashma on someone else's time. It's not Pashut. You know why you can? Because there's an Umdana that he lets you say Kriyashma on his time. Because he's Jewish and, you know, there's an Umdana. But if it's only with an Umdana, you're not allowed to. It's his time. You can't be frum on his time. So I'll tell you a story, a personal story. I, for some reason, in a state of total, I don't know what got into me, I give a lecture in a seminary in Yerushalayim. I don't know why I said yes. I don't know what got into me. So it's Thursday nights. Every other Thursday night. You know, that's every other Thursday night. Chayvus Halvavus. Okay. So we made up. That's another parsha, yeah. and then I realized that Mamash, I said, like, I called them back up and I said, wait, stop. I'm not taking the job so fast. What's the problem? I said, I don't think in my life I've ever been so meshubed. I said, you know, I work a lot. I work very hard. But my time is my own, like an arts pro. I'm a kablan. I refuse to work by the hour. I started off working by the hour and I said, no, I get paid, I'm a kablan, I get paid for the job. And anything I ever did, I said, I was never meshubed to be at a certain time at 9 o'clock. What do you mean? I could not be there. I said, you know, now, if I say yes to you, like if I had a levaya, and I said to them, because I know Chesha Mishpat, all right, I know more Chesha Mishpat than the average person, so just say I know Chesha Mishpat. So I said, like if I had a levaya to go to, of my best friend, I'm not allowed to go. Like all of a sudden, I said, I've never been in that position before. I said, I don't think you realize the chomer of it. I'm like an Eved Ivri. You know, I can't, you know, Thursday night at a certain time. Nothing like if I go on a tour of Eitz Haaretz. So I have to be back on time. I can't, you know. So I said, I'm not accepting the job. Unless you agree that you're accepting my sense, of achrayus, but you're pattering me if I feel that I don't have to come, I have something else more important to do, or an oinus. I say, you don't have to pay me, chas v'shalom, But I don't have to be there. You have to tell me. You're letting me be like, you're leaving it up to my judgment. If something else comes up, like, what's more important? You're leaving it to my shikur. My shikur. You have to trust me. You have to trust me that I have a sense of achrayus. You know, and I'm just going to take off because place. But the bottom line is, I said, otherwise, maybe you don't realize how chomer it is. I can't go to my best friend makes a chasana. You know, I can't go. You know, I don't want to be in that matzah. So they agreed. Okay, good. So, but if you're learning this, so you can't say Kriya Shema. You can't daven. It's that person's time. You're a ganav. Now, but then there's an umdana. So that's why the next sif is very chashuv, because even though it's really not negeya, as the Mishnah Berurah will speak out, why isn't it negeya? Because bizman hazed is an umdana that the boss will let you take off to daven mincha, and he'll let you have chazaras hashatz, like all the things that says in the sif you can't do. So now there's an umdana that they let you do it. They're not so
goyim.
What? You have to speak out with the goy. You're right. If a goy hires you, you have to speak out. Unless there's a again, there's an umdana. Coffee breaks are umdanas. Probably lunch breaks are umdana. There's umdanas now because the workforce now is like very liberal. You know, they have a lot of. So they, but I gave once a few years ago. We were in the Hilchos Poyalim. I said, I gave everybody a suggestion they should change to Kablonos. Because everybody makes phone calls during the day. Yeah, everybody does it. So you say, okay, there's an umdana that he doesn't mind. But you know, you're pushing the envelope, Imuzat. At some point, the umdana falls away. You know, who says there's an umdana? Who says the umdana extends to 12 minutes a day? Maybe the umdana is only for 10 minutes a day. So I said, everybody, you be a kablan. You go to your boss, you say, I want to put in a full day, but you're paying me for the work I produce at the end of a full day. You're not paying me by the... I said, I gave that suggestion. You can't always do it, but it's really very hard. Unless you always have an umdana that whatever you do, he lets, because he likes you and he trusts you, and as long as you get the job done, he doesn't care. So in effect, you're like a kablon, even if technically you're not a kablon. Kablonus, I mean, not a kablon that fixes a building. Kablonus means you're being paid for the job rendered. You're not being paid for your time. He's not buying your time. Your time is yours. He didn't buy your time. You have to produce for him a shtender. You have to produce for him a living room. You have to produce for him work. Whatever.
Does this only apply like in a privately owned business?
No. I don't know what you mean.
Someone works like a larger company, like a publicly traded company.
So what?
Like a shareholder's view,
if someone hired you, they bought your time. If you're paid for your time, they own your time. You're a person's a ganav if he uses their time. Someone in the shul called me up with a shayla, very good shayla. I don't know from the shayla. And don't. You shouldn't make a face. He asked me, he works for someone and they pay him by the hour and they pay for his traveling time. So he wants to know if he's allowed to learn while he's traveling. So,
why shouldn't
they? It was a good question. The answer is that just like they don't mind if you sleep while you're traveling and they don't mind if you stare out the window and do nothing, so they also don't care if you learn. I said, but they could insist. It's not a stupid question. It's their time. He was asking if he's allowed to do something for himself on their time. So the answer is you could, because just like this time is blank time for them. They don't mind if you sleep. So that was my answer. But the question caught a concept which people are not aware of enough. If they're paying you by the hour, the time is theirs. It's not your time. And this simon, this sif, says, how come you're not allowed to daven? You're not allowed to daven. Oh, Baruch Hashem, there's an umdana. And he doesn't mind if you daven. Okay, good. That's why it's important to learn this simon and sif, even if it's not negeya. So to speak, it's not negeya because that is, it's not an odd scroll. They daven a hechi kedusha for mincha in Brooklyn. the boss wants to nominate Kedusha. So he went to MTJ. If you know an MTJ or Moshe, but that was in the yeshiva. Like, why in the world? Like, in the workplace, so daven a normal mincha, kind of nonsense. No, he holds that because he's not good on the time. He's a very makbid boss, and he's very makbid on the time. So he makes they daven a chiddush every day. I think it's a bezoyin. I think it's a shandan acharba bezoyin. In a place like that, you should go in. They should have a heichik kedusha for mincha. Like, okay, what? In yeshivas, it was common. In Europe, it's a different world. Then they negated a lot of things. A lot more people used to get up for Tikkun Chatzos. A lot more people used to say Tikkun Chatzos. Really, yeshivas in Europe put a stop to that. Even slichas had a different look. It was no longer in the preferred time. Yeshivas in Europe, because they had to build up the Talmud Torah part of society, so they cut corners in other areas, which is always counting to cut corners for Talmud Torah, but like here, to carry it over to the workplace, especially like such a frum company, like this, everybody there is frum, and it's Torah, the whole thing is to produce Torah. They should have an Ahecha of Mincha, the Ahecha Kedusha. It's not nice. Lakewood still does it, okay? Because they don't want to change. Or Moshe did it. They don't want to change. They're scared. Like, they're very conservative, extremely conservative, and they don't want to change the way it was. It's a totally different situation. Kachahu, as we say. Kachahu.
In the professions, in the legal profession, the accounting profession, when you charge the client for your hour, then you can't do anything. The time you charge is the time you charge. There's no one to do it. When you charge the client for 2 hours on the job, there's no one to do it. That's you're meant to spend 2 hours working.
Adarabba, in what profession?
The legal.
Adarabba, there they say, this is my fee for hour or any part thereof. You never heard that? Or any part thereof.
No,
you work an hour and 5 minutes, he bills you for 2 hours. Or any part thereof. A lawyer knows how to say that. Says it very glibly. Or any part thereof. This is my fee per hour, or any part thereof. Every lawyer I've ever come in contact with. I mean, I'm talking about hotshot lawyers. I'm not talking about, cornerstone.
We have a firm office in our building, and they bring 15 guys to Mincha. The boss also a firm guy.
Yeah, nowadays it's...
He says, listen, I'm not making these guys stay extra. I'm financing 15 minutes instead of 20 minutes. But those are man hours times 15 people. It adds up to 3 hours of time.
I'm not sure what your point is. Yeah, I'm not advocating anything. I'm saying Adrabah. The halacha is you can't daven even. You can't even daven according to the halacha. Okay, what are we going to chesham mishpat? Let's go. Hapoyalim she'osim malacha itzol balabayis. So this is Dina de Gemara. The Shulchan Aruch is telling you now Dina de Gemara. So they work for the balabayis. So there's like different levels of umdana. In Maine and Olsen Ham Socher Chutz Misudosim, which is a quite common arrangement then. You want money from me? Money. I give you food. You're lucky. You're lucky. Consider yourself lucky. Mispalel in Shmona Esrei, so they can daven in Shmona Esrei 3 times a day. Because there's an umdana that he doesn't mind. Regular Shmona Esrei. They don't have to daven Havineinu. They can daven a regular Shmona Esrei because he's not really paying them all that much. He's giving them a free. He's giving them their food. Avalein yordin lefnei ateva, but you can't, no chazoros hashatz, no time. Or some say it means no chazoros hashatz, they have to daven like without a minion privately. Or some say it means that they can't be the chazan. Or they can attend the minion, but they have to leave like right after Shmoneh Esrei or right after Kedusha. They have to leave. They can't be the chazan. They ain't nosen kapehen. It takes too long. I mean, that's part of Chazor Sashatz. The Noisel Lam Sachar, then, okay, they're making money, then he becomes more of a boss. Respondent in Havineinu, then they have to daven Havineinu, he's Makbid. So, of course, what is he going to do in the winter? I don't know. In the winter, he's going to have to let them daven regular Shmoneh Esrei, I guess. The Ho'idna nowadays ain't derech lahakbid b'kach. And we throw in a psuk in the Zimra also, you know. Nowadays, okay, that's what the Mechaber says, and it holds true generally. If you have a goyish and a chanami, you have to make up with him. Your hours of work, you have to tell him, I need to take 15 minutes off the daven mincha. Yeah, you have to tell him. Unless, like I said to the guy in the car, if he would let you take 15 minutes off to rest, then you don't have to ask him specifically about mincha. You know, he gives you like 15 minutes of space. So you use that space for mincha. Meaning not havineinu. Sheina balabayas makbid beikuvan kivin sheina noisim lahem schar. Abel ein, but no yoridon lefnei atev. Shuzeu ikuv gadol umakbid. The noisim kiyos makbid balabayas. If he gives them money already. If he's makbid, if they daven the whole Shmoneh Esrei, so they have to daven havineinu to shasat chak, but they can only daven it b'mayis hachama. Sifkot and yud beis Shmoneh Esrei buden kol nusach hatfila kashar kol adam. There's an undenoy less than daven regular. Because of alechem chamudos, the wadin shemutarim leilach lebeis hakneses, they can go to shul to daven with a minion and they hear chazaras hashatz or to make a minion. You have to know the reality. You do everything nowadays. It's not going to take too much longer, so certainly you can assume the guy would let you. What happens if he says no chazaras hashatz? If he's makbid, then you can't. I don't know if you can daven 10 people together. I don't even know if you're allowed to, because you have to go to different rooms to daven. If you daven 10 people together, you have a chiyuv chazaras hashatz. You have to arrange it that there's no chiyuv chazaras hashatz. If he's makbid, then you shouldn't have chazaras hashatz. So you have to work it out that you're not mechuyev to do chazaras hashatz. You have to work out. The Aralocha speaks out, the worker should make sure the daven is mantfila. Apparently it was pretty common that workers didn't daven is mantfila. Especially mincha. Ad ben ha-shmoshos mamish. Go to Geula, in that place where they daven mincha.
Just to clarify, if you're charging per hour, if you're working what you're being paid per hour, so isn't at the end of the day, shouldn't you subtract all the time you daven and bench?
Not if there's an umdana that he lets you. If he's an umdana that he lets you, just like you don't charge him for the time you go to the bathroom, there's an umdana that he understands.
So you're being paid for that time? Can be paid for that time?
If there's an umdana. If there's an umdana that he lets. So going to the bathroom is a super umdana that he lets. He understands he has to let his workers go to the bathroom, and that's part of their time. And it's common, let's say, a lunch break. I don't know. It used to be an hour. Now maybe it's a half hour. I don't know. Whatever it is. Lunch break. Coffee break. Mid-morning break. Mid-afternoon break. What are you amazed at? The umdana the need for an umdana?
No.
That's what I said once. I said it's not poshut that there's always an umdana. That's why people should better make themselves into a kablanim, a kablonus. They should ask the boss to pay them for the work they produce. He could still make his cheshbon per hour. That's how he'll come to a figure. But you tell him, I don't mind if you figure out on the basis of a 40-hour work week how you're paying me. But I'm letting you know. But we're making up. What's your problem? What
it's not just the boss, right? He's charging, the client gets charged on the hours.
What?
It's not just the boss. The bill gets charged to the client. So the client doesn't want to know 15 minutes at an hour.
That's what I'm saying.
It depends who you're paying. I don't know what you're talking about. It depends who you're working for.
You work for the boss, but the boss charges it to the
So that's nothing to do with them. You have to make up with the boss how you're being paid.
I'm just passing that bill up to the client.
What?
So charge the client. The money thing.
That's between the boss and the client, not between you and the client. It's a problem, but it's not between you and the. It's not a problem. It's not your problem. It's the boss's problem. You when you go to the boss and you say I'm going to bench and I'm going to daven mincha and I'm going to do this, so the and the boss says okay, so then the boss has to go to the guy and say that it's not your achrayus. This isn't achrayus. You're not working for the guy. I assume you're not working for the guy. You're working for the boss. You want to know if you're able to listen either. If the boss doesn't do it, okay, in the Kalami. Shilos could come up like that in the Kalami. But the flow of Achrayas is you have to make up with your boss. And in the Kalami, it's much better. I said this in Shul 3 years ago. If you could at all make up a Kablonus based on a 40-hour work week, so you're much better off. Then you don't have to worry about all of these things. If the boss trusts you that you're going to produce a certain amount of work in around 40 hours, then your time is your own. Otherwise, you have to worry about literally every minute. Every minute, you have to worry. That's you learn Hilchos Poyalim. It's very heavy stuff, and that's why it's you know, that's why I say it. We'll stop here.